Hey everybody, welcome back to the Multi-Usaverse podcast. My name is Gar Punnett, Chief Strategy Officer here at Reaply. This one's a little bit of a different episode. You could even think of this one as a multi-plug-averse or multi-use case-averse, because we're going to talk a lot about Reaply and the cool work that we're doing here, because while we get to sit in a cool room like this right now, I also kind of am losing track of a lot of the cool projects that we're working on, and these two happen to be working on one of those cool projects, in which Reaply got to visit the Google Innovation Fair. So I'm sitting with my colleagues, Barney and Austin. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah. So Barney, I sit on our partnerships team, really focused on trying to identify opportunities for new growth, and I've been here since August of 2020, so coming up on 2 years, and really just, you know, work with our partners and our clients to identify opportunities that maybe they're thinking about from a circularity perspective and how we can help support them with a network that we have to get there. But
Austin.
I'm Austin Smith. I've been with the company for almost a year now as a enterprise account executive. Actually, no. I officially crossed my year mark just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so there you go.
Exciting stuff. I oversee our utilities, transportation, and software mega cap verticals, but you know, like you said, Gar, we're a growing company, so there's a handful of others sprinkled in there. I think what's really been exciting over the last year is, you know, kind of uncovering a handful of new use cases, and some of which, including, like you said, we're going to talk about the Google Innovation Fair and our partnership with Google, are really powerful and kind of informing a lot of the things that we're doing with our other clients.
Exactly. So that was the great introduction to some of the work that you all went out to do in the Bay Area for, again, this Google Innovation Fair. So tell us a little bit about what this opportunity was, Austin, and why we were sort of called upon to be there, and then I'll cycle back into what actually ended up happening.
Yeah, great. So this opportunity was a really, really unique one. It was the first of its kind. It was actually put on by our partners, Cushman & Wakefield, who we work with quite a bit, you know, in our partnership with Google. And this was an opportunity for CW to bring in a lot of different innovative partners that they're working with in partnership with Google to show how they're thinking in ways about kind of standard practices and procedures, things like, how do you manage your furniture? How are you optimizing space within your buildings? That might seem boring to the average person, but in reality can make a huge impact on a company's bottom line and their sustainability goals. So this was an awesome opportunity. We were lucky enough to be a part of it, like you said, out in the Bay Area, where we, you know, got a chance to show off what we're doing and meet some really cool partners.
Was it all focused sort of on the furniture fixtures element, or was there more sort of to it? Were there other solutions that were also present?
I think it was really around building management, property management as a whole.
Yeah.
So it seemed like there were a lot of companies that were focused on energy.
Yep.
They were focused on kind of maintenance and operations within the property, if you want to think about it. So like there was that one machine, I can't even remember what it was, across from us, that was focused on like efficiency in terms of cleaning.
Yeah.
And how they could reduce like the operational time to get a floor cleaned or an area cleaned. And then there was other ones like vertical gardens and other things like that, where they were starting to innovate how buildings are being viewed from not only a sustainability perspective, but from an energy and kind of facilities management perspective as well.
So how has our relationship evolved essentially in this space? I mean, we got sort of, again, we've been working with Google for some time now, and they're, again, one of our premier clients that are really pushing the boundaries of what they can do with their own infrastructure and how they can almost circularize themselves.
Yeah.
How has that evolved, and why was this sort of a great showcase for us personally to be able to be there and then show others what we're up to? How did that help?
Yeah, I can start and feel free to pepper in. I think it was Google starting to lead the way, I think, from like a circular economy perspective. They're one of the few companies that we've come across in this space that's got a team dedicated to it, has an entire group of people that are really focused on how does circular economy apply from their products all the way down to the buildings that they work in and the materials that they're using for these buildings and the furniture that's going into it. And so our relationship really started with the warehouse cleanout that we did a few years ago and kind of transitioned into this bigger problem that a lot of companies that we're talking to have, which is around, do we know what's within the four walls of our business? Do we know the furniture, the number of assets, the resources that are there? And how can we start making better decisions that impact, to Austin's point, the bottom line of how they procure and how they reuse and how they think about extending the life cycle of something that they have and sharing that across buildings, across campuses. And so it was really cool from that perspective to see that we were a part of that pie, but we're also a part of this bigger initiative that Google is having and Cushman & Wakefield is thinking about, is how do we constantly push the status quo with especially property management and facilities management as a whole to be 1% better in terms of a sustainability perspective that can ultimately compound and be impactful with any type of reporting that Google's really looking for from a business perspective.
So what does this mean then for the industry of property management, or what you've seen from working with Cushman & Wakefield, of like what we could potentially do to scale that, again, our ability to help more and more clients address their own circular infrastructure needs?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting perspectives we're getting in working with Google is from actually Cushman, because I think there's a pretty clear void in that industry that Reaply can do quite a bit to fill, because there's, you know, again, this is, we're talking about Google, one of the largest companies in the world, a company that still has gaps in their process that Reaply can come in and you know, help solve. If that exists there, we know that in working with Cushman & Wakefield that it exists in other places. So as opportunities go, this is an incredibly exciting one, but it's also the tip of the iceberg, I think, in terms of just sheer scale that we could accomplish and really the innovative things that we could do beyond just working with
Google. It's a good example of how I think like technology, especially climate technology, is starting to weave into the fabric of maybe manual operations in that have been happening for years and years and years. Just like taking a look at a building's portfolio of furniture that they have makes property managers, facilities managers' jobs 1%, 2% easier, because they actually have an inventory of what's available and they're not scrambling last minute to make decisions.
And I think that's been super fun for us to explore in the industry is, again, and I think we always say this, but that we're fairly reactive when it comes to furniture. And it's like, oh, we're moving out of this space. What do we do with this now?
Right.
So we just need to start getting more proactive with making those decisions. Because then, again, you know, what we have the potential to really offer even in the future is to start getting predictive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so like, I think that's going to be really the next step for all of us in figuring out, okay, gaps, that's totally okay. Like gaps we can figure out, everyone has them, nothing to be ashamed about.
Of course.
There's more decision making that we could make for saying, hey, we know that this plan is gonna be put in place in 9 months. What do we do now to actually make sure that our furniture is taken care of, that maybe we can reuse it, maybe we can send it to someone else in the community, or maybe we can sell it to another sort of organization?
I mean, there's another aspect to that, and that's when you know you're designing a new building or you're renovating potentially, one of your older facilities.
Right.
Knowing what you have on hand can influence that design of that space. And ultimately, you can bake in the savings and lower the overall cost of this, what would entail a large cost project.
Yeah.
So Google obviously is building these. One of the coolest things about this is they're building these two state-of-the-art buildings out in the Bay Area, in Bayview and Charleston East, these two massive, gorgeous campuses. I was lucky enough to get to go out and see Bayview myself, and it is pretty breathtaking. And the coolest thing for us is that's what we're working on.
Right.
We're helping them design and influence the way that this entire massive structure is going to work. Not only what's on the floor, but what will get moved from place to place. They have all this attic stock that's in the basement. And so it's a big beast that we're tackling, but the impact's going to be significant.
So from a theme perspective then, what are we hearing from our clients that they do like working on when that comes to utilization of furniture, better understanding what actually matters to employees, how to make spaces potentially a little more livable, breathable, accessible to other employees, but what other sort of thematic things can we sort of talk about and which we're hearing from the market that says, hey, by being more sustainable, by being more circular focused, or whatever it might be that goes into making these better decisions around furniture, you're gonna get these added benefits or even reduction in cost or whatever. What are the types of themes are we actually hearing from the market on this?
Yeah, and Austin, I know you've probably deal with this a lot too, but one of the things that we're starting to see is that employees are a little bit more cognizant of the operations of their businesses and understanding that, you know, they want a little bit more sustainable option or they want something that has history behind it. I think about how like fashion is circular or cyclical, like Champion sweatshirts 10 years ago were not cool, but now they're $60 retail, which is crazy. But that's a trend that we're also seeing with furniture, right? Is employees are looking at their employers to see like, what are we doing about sustainability and how are we designing the spaces that we work at? And like, what is the history behind something?
Yeah, even probably to the most minute degree too, where people are like, oh, I'm getting a new chair, but they're like, right. Does it have to be new?
Yeah.
Like, can this be, like, what if I actually reduce my own impact as an employee?
Right.
Say, like, I don't need a new chair.
Right.
I just need the chair that, like, is in storage. There's 100 of them, and just bring it out, and I can use that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think as you consider the fact that so many people are going to be going back into an office, and so many employees really are making career decisions based on how sustainable or how green a company is. Mm-hmm. That just becomes more and more prominent, I think, when you're a business and you're considering how are we going to restock this space? How are we going to create this for large swaths of people that are coming back in a way that is not going to be wasteful, that's not going to cost us extra money, that's not going to put unnecessary stuff into the landfill? So I think it's a really prevalent topic right now.
And what's interesting is that employers, when they look at furniture as a category, are starting to make decisions based off of what they're hearing from their employers or employees and thinking through innovative ways to where they're not just putting that chair in storage, but can they think about other opportunities or options where maybe it's an ergonomic chair that they don't like the design of the chair or that the back is like a little too stiff. Are there ways they can use refurbishment and remanufacturing to keep things that they already purchased in use with just minor tweaks along the way?
So extending that life cycle.
That life cycle in that process. Because one of the things that Cushman has told us is that there's sometimes sit tests that happen where employees, like, you know, you get a rating on a chair or a workstation and you give it a test rating based off of like the comfortability, a bunch of different things. But it's how are they using those insights to make more sustainable decisions with that piece of furniture?
Yep.
Versus thinking through typical process, which is, those 100 chairs didn't work out because they have a really bad sit test rating. Let's just put them in storage until we find another area for them.
Oh, because again, what we've seen is once you make that decision, the next path is like, oh, they've been sitting in storage.
Exactly.
Where are they going to go now? We don't know who they owns them or where they're going. Let's just throw them away.
Exactly.
That solves that. Yeah. Well, excellent. So we actually then have also, we're going to have another conversation with a partner actually that participated in the Google Innovation Fair, Envirotech. So look out for that podcast as well. Excellent, y'all. Well, any other last thoughts before we wrap it all up?
No, I think it's been a really cool project to work on. And I think we're starting to see the market look at furniture, fixtures, and equipment as a category, as an opportunity to be proactive so that they can be predictive down the road, because it's the most commonly used category that we're seeing, and we've been learning a ton.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, you hit that on the head at the very end there. Every major business with office space has this.
Yeah.
This is something every single business should be thinking of.
Yeah.
And the exciting part for us is we're seeing that from one of the biggest businesses in the world, and we're seeing this cascading effect, and in working with such an amazing partner like Cushman that has all these other amazing clients, you know, we think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Love that.
Cool.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah.